Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go, go, go with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now. Oh, we are getting into the quitting the go, go, go today. Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. I'm your host, Claudia Sam, and I'm your soul connection coach. Are you an overthinker? Do you feel like you're, quote unquote, all over the place sometimes? Is it like you want to do a lot of different things and you might think too much? And do you want to be consistent with all those things that you want to do? If you said yes to many of these questions, then this episode is for you, because we will dive into the one thing that keeps you in an overthinking cycle and how to create a new cycle of your own so that you can break that cycle, get out of it. And really, we're going to look at what ignites the fire of overthinking. If we have never met, I'm so excited that you're here. So as your soul connection coach, I support driven, ambitious happiness seekers who might feel stuck with where they're at in life, who might feel a little bit like, wait a minute, I'm here for something bigger. I'm here for this bigger reason, and I haven't yet tapped into it. So using my tune-in method, I support them to flex their soul connection muscle and be their own inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. And I'm so happy that you are here, because this episode specifically is going to be like your own coaching session. What I did is that I asked the permission of one of my clients who this week in her coaching session, oh my gosh, it was like mic drop, boom, pow, so amazing. Uh-huh. And we even became artists and we drew stuff. And I thought, okay, the Be Happy Now show listeners will love this. So grab your notebook, grab something you can draw on, because you're going to be your own artist too. And if you're listening live, well, maybe you get to, if you do have a notebook and you want to play with us, then do that. Otherwise, if you're watching or listening to the replay, you'll get to press pause and just feel into, take more breaths, take more breathing and space time, breathing space, to answer the soul connection coaching questions that I will invite you to tune into. Because one of the things that happens when we are overthinking, so actually, before we go into that, did you know that we repeat 80% of our thoughts over and over and over again? And like 90% of them are negative. Did you know that? It's so amazing to when we notice this, because if we can choose that our thoughts are positive and hopeful instead, then wow, we can actually change our life. And when we're thinking about overthinking, is it like we're overthinking in the, well, why is this happening to me? Oh my gosh, what if it doesn't work out? Did I really do it right? Do I have enough time? Do I have the right age? Notice the, or also, should I have done it this way? Did I do it wrong? I need to do it better next time. Or I need to, I should, I must, name it. The shoulds, the need to, they are also what fuels the overthinking. And what we're going to look at today, because if you're trying to figure out why something is happening to you, and if you find yourself in this overwhelm of the worst case scenarios for the future, then today we will help you to produce hopeful and positive thoughts, okay? So that you can learn from your present moment experience of life instead of staying in a stagnant energy and just moving around in circles, because that doesn't help you to embody the healthy, hopeful, confident, strong version of yourself that you want to be, right? So grab a notebook And if you don't have a notebook, just imagine it, okay? We're going to draw a circle and we're going to call this our overthinking clock just for today. It's not because we were on a time limitation, but rather just because how I'm going to guide you through this visualization or through this little art project to help you step out of overthinking and create your new cycle. I'm going to use time to help indicate where to write certain things. Okay. So just draw a circle, take a piece of paper. We're going to work on the first overthinking cycle. So this is the right now cycle that keeps you in this overthinking all over the place, thinking too much place. I'm inviting you to please write overthinking at about 2 o'clock. Yeah. So you have the cycle, the circle. Maybe I could just do it on another blank sheet of paper with you. So you have a circle, and about here at 2 o'clock, you have overthinking. Yeah. Overthinking at about 2 o'clock. Maybe my pen is too light. Okay, let's still do this. At 2 o'clock, overthinking. Then what we want to tap into is what is fueling the overthinking fire? What's fueling the overthinking fire? So what's at noon on the overthinking clock? When my client started the conversation, and the one I told you gave me permission to share, is that she was saying that she's all over the place. She wants to do a lot of different things and she thinks too much and she wants to be consistent with all those things that she gets to do, her personal projects, more leadership at work, more presence and connections in her relationship, having more self-love. And what she responded to, what ignites the overthinking fire, and this is, if you're watching the replay, you get to press pause and answer this question for yourself. What ignites the overthinking fire for you? What she responded is, well, I need to be at a certain place in my life with the age that I have. At my age, I need to be at a certain place. So time is limited. That's what's fueling the overthinking for her. The shoulds and the need to related to time. And the belief here was that time is limited. So on the on your overthinking cycle, can you please write? Of course, I lost my page. There you go. At noon, write time. Time at noon, and then overthinking at 2 o'clock. Maybe this is something else that could fuel the overthinking fire. And this is just because I used to think of myself as an overthinking, hands down. What would fuel the overthinking fire for me was the need to do it right. There must be this one right way. And so if I don't work hard and make sure that it's all perfect, then I'm doing it wrong. So what would fuel the overthinking for me used to be, well, the thought that there needs to be a perfect way. I need to do it better. Yeah. Okay. So we're just noticing that if time is limited, or if we're thinking that we need to be somewhere else than where we're at, that we need to do it better, that we haven't gotten it right, well, then that's at noon. And then at 2 o'clock, there's our overthinking. The fire is starting. Then what about at 4 o'clock? Okay. At 4 o'clock on the overthinking clock, I asked her, I said, so what happens then? She said, well, it gets bigger and it just doesn't stop. It just grows and grows and grows. Yeah. So at 4 o'clock, you get the nonstop of the fire. It just burns and burns and burns. And then you go into cycles. And then at 6 o'clock, what happens? You get stuck. You get stuck. And during this episode of the Be Happy Now show, you'll get to recreate your circle. Okay. You'll get to recreate your overthinking clock to something that feels more flowy and open. But at this time, we get to look at, okay, what comes before what? What triggers the overthinking? What triggers the feeling of stuckness? Well, it's the thing that it just keeps going in cycles. It's just never stopping. Okay. Okay, let's just keep going. What happens after the stuckness? Huh. Well, did I do it right? Did I do the right thing? There's the doubt. Ooh. If you haven't yet listened to the episode of the Be Happy Now show called The Self-Doubt Detox, I really recommend it. So at 8 o'clock, you have the doubt. So what do you think that this recipe of time is limited, am I doing it right, the overthinking, that the flame just keeps burning and it's nonstop, and then you get stuck, and then you just start doubting that you're on the right path, that you're doing the right things, that do I need to do more? You don't know where to start. You're in this stuck energy of there's the loop, and doubt is very strong. What do you think that is your state of being here at 10 o'clock? What's your state of being? What is this loop taking you into? Are you confident? Are you happy? Are you healthy? Are you fulfilled? Or do you feel like you're not the most confident self? Does this make you feel not bold, not light, not free? And instead, it makes you feel unconfident. You're not confident at all. So maybe there's something else here. This is where you get to pause and ask, what does this loop take me to being? What's my state of being when I entertain and fuel the flame of overthinking? What is my way of being? And here we have at 10 o'clock, unconfident. Notice how this is a cycle. If we believe that time is limited, that we should be somewhere else at the age that we're at, that, well, we must not be doing it right because, you know, someone else, we start comparing perhaps, that fuels the overthinking. That's at 2 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock, well, it just keeps growing. It's nonstop, which takes us to stuckness. We feel stuck. It stops us along our tracks. We're not going anywhere that feels on track here. And we don't know what to do because we're just halfway through this cycle, which takes us into doubt at about 8 o'clock. And then on this overthinking cycle, we get to 10 o'clock. We just get to being our unconfident self. Does this resonate with you? And listen, you're here and I'm here because there's a solution. Okay. So we won't stop here. You're listening to the Be Happy Now show with your soul connection coach, Claudia Sam. And if you're an overthinker, this is for you. Now we're going to draw a second circle, okay? Drawing a second circle. This is going to be your opposite of overthinking clock. So we're going to do this differently. We're going to go straight to 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock on the overthinking clock, we had that there was stuckness. What's the opposite of stuck? What's the opposite of feeling stuck? Maybe it's openness. Maybe it's alignment. Maybe it's just a smile or an energy of just do it, right? So I'm going to write, just for the sake of having one word, I'm going to write the word open on here. So at 6 o'clock on your new cycle, because we're shifting out of the overthinking cycle, at 6 o'clock on that clock, okay, is the word open, or whatever energy feels in alignment with you that is the opposite of stuck. Okay, we are then going to go straight to 10 o'clock. Yes, we're doing this a bit differently. What is the opposite of being not confident? What is the opposite of feeling weak and feeling like the way of being that you wrote on your first overthinking cycle clock? Maybe you are bold. Maybe you are relentless. Maybe you are strong. Maybe you are confident. So I'm going to write at 10 o'clock confident on this new cycle, this new clock. We're going to go straight to the gets bigger, the nonstop on that. Yes, again, I know we're doing this differently. We're going to 4 o'clock where we were saying, well, the overthinking, it just gets nonstop. What's the opposite of nonstop? What's the opposite of just, it just keeps getting bigger? Yeah, okay, it gets smaller. What about it flows? What about instead of just keeps getting bigger and it's out of control and it just, yeah, keeps taking up so much room? What if it's gentle? What if it just, yeah, there's an energy of flow and of calm. I'm going to write flow and calm at 4 o'clock on the new cycle. So what do you think those ingredients help us? What are these ingredients taking us to instead of overthinking? What do you think is the opposite of overthinking? What would come before calm? Before just allowing and being? The present moment, maybe? Maybe the Be Happy Now show? Happy now? What about being in the now? Instead of overthinking, there's no taking of the thoughts into an imagination of the future or keeping them stuck in a victim of the past. We are right now. At 2 o'clock on your new cycle, I invite you to write the word now. So what fuels the fire of the now? What fuels the fire of the now? Maybe if the belief at noon on the overthinking clock was that time is limited, perhaps this time the belief is time is limitless. Time is this concept that was human made. And as a being, a light being of love and light, there is just energy. Is time really a thing? Dun, dun, dun. Now, so perhaps the belief is time is limitless. Time is a made-up concept. And if the belief was, I need to do it right, I need to do it perfectly. What if the belief is, I'm already worthy. Just by being me, I am enough. I am right. Everything is right. Everything is in alignment. There is no one right way, maybe. Maybe that's the belief that fuels the fire of the now. What's the belief that you want to have about time, about the need to do it right, about the shoulds and the need to? Maybe the belief is, I make my own rules. Maybe that's what it is. So what fuels the fire of the now, perhaps for you, is I make my own rules. Maybe it's time is limitless. Maybe it's there's no one right way. Remember I said that a lot of our thoughts just get repeated over and over again. Imagine what life would be like if you were to repeat time is limitless instead of time is limited. Or there's no one right way. I'm already perfect as I am. Instead of, I need to do it right. There's this difference. There's an expansiveness of the belief that is more positive, that therefore attracts the now, that then attracts a calm energy, that then attracts an openness instead of a stuckness. You see where we're going? Because now we're going to go to having and being and owning our most confident self. Okay, what's the other ingredient missing just before being and embodying your most confident self? Between the openness, what comes after the openness and before embodying your most confident self? What for you is at 8 o'clock on your new flow cycle? What if instead of the doubt, because that's what was at 8 o'clock on our overthinking clock or cycle, it was doubt that was at 8 o'clock. So now what's the opposite of doubt? What's the opposite of doubt? A high vibe. Maybe it's trust. Maybe it's the knowing that you did all the things that made you happy because you wanted to. What does openness fuel? That's another way. Just like the belief that you make your own rules or that time is limitless fuels the present moment, fuels the ability to be in the now. Well, openness fuels trust. Openness fuels abundance, perhaps. Openness fuels just this inner knowing. So I'm going to write tune in, just because tune in, the tune in method is the method that I created. But you could also write open fuels energy, open fuels trust. I'm going to write trust as well. So at 8 o'clock on your new flow cycle, you get tune in or trust, which then fuels, the confidence. It fuels you embodying this version of you that is confident, that is on track, that is not unconfident, that doesn't feel stuck. You get to embody this version of yourself that is fulfilled. Now, notice how you are at choice here. Notice how you get to choose what fuels what. You get to choose if you want to redo this on your own. I recommend that you start with the version or the way of being that you want to embody. The quality that you envision the most amazing version of you to be. Maybe confident is not the word that resonates with you the most. Maybe it's fulfilled. Maybe it's aligned. Maybe it's on purpose or purposeful. And then just move backwards to what fuels that. Yeah. This is an exercise that then can allow you to just feel like you are in alignment and you are allowing the energy of trust, of flow, of openness, of being in the present moment, and therefore of quote unquote controlling the thoughts in the mind, controlling the beliefs that take up so much real estate in the mind that now you get to embody that version of you that is in such alignment. I don't know about you, but I'm having fun with this. And here's my next question so that you can take aligned action from now and actually get to create the thing that is meant to be created from you being right here. Because maybe it's about taking aligned action and maybe it's just about letting this soak in, be immersed in the energy of your being. Because sometimes we don't need to take action. Maybe just listening to this was enough for you to open up the portal of allowing the guidance to come in any way that it's meant to. And maybe you get to do just that, take aligned action. So here's my question. What will help you integrate all of this? What will help you integrate all of this? This isn't a mind question. So if you're like, I think this would make sense. Let's take a big collective breath together. Exhale everything. From the nose, inhale, inflate the belly, middle of the back, upper back, chest, feel expansive, open your heart space and exhale, let it go. With the eyes still closed, if this is available to you, imagine that your gaze is right behind the heart. You feel the heartbeat. You are in sync with it. Everything makes sense and nothing makes sense at the same time here. You are in an open energy, in a flowy energy, in a confident, trusting energy. There is no overthinking. There is just the present moment. Now, now, now. What will help integrate all of this new information? Allow your heart to speak. Find a smile at your heart and a smile on your face and open the eyes. You get to tune in and allow your heart to tell you what it wants to tell you. And for every piece of these, of this exercise, of the clock, of the cycle, that, because we get to break the overthinking cycle, because it just, it keeps you in the unconfident self. And that's not what you want to embody. But again, if that is what you want to embody, there's nothing wrong with that. You are at choice. You get to choose what fuels what along that flow and present moment cycle so that you can be the version of yourself that you choose to be. You're always at choice. And if you're wondering, okay, well, can I gain more clarity on how I can do this more and more and more in an easy and flowy way? Yes. I'd love to meet you. I'd love to just have a chat, a heart to heart. What's the option? Well, you get to book a free exploratory call with me. If that feels in alignment, there's no strings attached whatsoever. This is really just a conversation. It's a 20-minute call that gets you to tune in to if you want to make a change in your life or now, in your life or not. And it helps you to gain clarity on how to say yes to yourself so that you can get out of the why me, or did I do the right thing, or should I do differently? It gets you out of the overthinking and out of the doubt. Okay, just go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/yes and book a time with me. The link is in the description of this episode. And if you want to meditate with me, go to ClaudiaSamCoaching.com and click on the meditate button. Yeah? I hope that this was helpful. And remember that you get to be kind with yourself throughout this process. There is no one specific thing that you get to do. Maybe just listening and hearing this was enough for your own energy to align and open up to receiving the guidance that you are meant to receive today. Okay? Give yourself permission to step into and align with the energy that you wish to create for yourself. You are such an empowered being. And if you choose to believe in yourself, oh man, my God, I'm so excited to believe in you too. Yes, you saw my diversion of the name here, of the word. Okay, let's wrap this up. Thank you so much for being here. And I hope that I will get to share more space and energy with you soon.
You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.